Let us take a look at the development of the market for learning management systems. And the market can be summed up in infographics, which represent lots of information in a small space. And we start with an infographic from North America, or from US and Canada, which covers institutions of higher education. We also note that the terminology has changed from learning management system to learning platform. The diagram shows the market shares of installed systems. And the thicker the line, the bigger the share of the market. Now, some of these systems are open source. That applies to Moodle, to Sakai, and to Canvas. And we see that the one that has been expanding lately is Canvas. And then there are the commercial or proprietary systems, Blackboard, which really dominates, and Brightspace and Learning Studio. So the three main contenders are Canvas, Moodle, and Blackboard. And that's North America. If you turn to Europe, the infographic shows something different. It shows the number of new installations covering the year from 2002 to 2016. And here we see very substantial changes. Blackboard used to play a very important role, but recently there has been no new installations whatsoever. Canvas is expanding in Europe as in North America. In a few years, it's gone from zero to one-third of the market. Moodle has been extremely popular in Europe, but still its share of new installations is declining over the last few years from 80 to 53%. We are here speaking about campus-oriented systems. And we see that there are three systems that are important both in North America and in Europe: Canvas, Moodle, and Blackboard. When it comes to systems for delivering online courses, the situation is different. Here, the three main systems are probably edX, Khan Academy, and Coursera. And in addition, Tsinghua X, which is based on edX, is expanding very rapidly in China.